From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st.
Number one, going to Cuba was an important step forward in signaling this new beginning between our two countries and peoples. And also importantly, that going to Cuba could help enlarge this space that benefits the Cuban people and increases ties between our countries.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Raul Castro and also will meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Republican presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both of whom are of Cuban descent, are criticizing the planned trip. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections.
Get him, please!
Arrest me for what? And if you're arresting me, is my home a prison?
Where are you?
If you arrest me,
I'm taking you home.
Besigye was later released and taken to his home. It's not clear if he was placed under house arrest. Polls have, of course, closed in Uganda, and the vote counting is underway. Turkey has blamed Wednesday's deadly car bombing in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the attack was carried out by the PKK Kurdish separatist group. He said the Syrian man was a member of the YPG, the armed faction of a Syrian Kurdish rebel group. In Washington, the deputy U.S. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the U.S. has not yet assigned responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.